Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Two game balls here. Give me one, right? Real quick. Quarterback had 142.6 passer rating. The other one that stood out to me, man, all over the field today. All over the field today. Two interceptions!
It's Tremaine Edmonds getting the game ball from Ben Johnson there at the end.
It was nice. It was nice that we weren't talking about Club Dove. It was just like the guys are in there. They're in their feelings. They're enjoying their win. They did it against the coach that they clearly hate. In Matt Eberflus, they did it for a coach that they're starting to love in Ben Johnson, and it was fun. It was just fun.
It was great fun to watch and bask in. I found myself thinking about Ben all day as the star of that day, because schematically there was a lot of stuff to love, and we'll talk about that drive specifically, but. All day there was schematically some stuff to love. You talked about the clock management and the game management, specifically at the end of the first half. Wow. Right? I mean, like, to have that and see that. And then I just thought, overall, I had been told that this guy's a real dude. Like, as a communicator, as a talker, as in terms of relationships, like, he's just... Eberflus was not, and we've
seen. I read this before the game today, right? Yeah. This list.
Oh yeah, let's go to our list. But you know, you gotta be to be a real leader. You gotta be a genuine dude, whoever you are, whatever you happen to be. You gotta be a genuine communicator and a genuine dude that people can actually believe in.
There were times where, especially the last 2 years, where I wish Eberflus would have leaned into his meatballness more instead of trying to present like an overly polished, like public persona, which doesn't suit him at all.
Yeah, just like be who you are. Genuinely.
Like, it's not in your bag. There's a lot of things in your bag, but that's not one of them. I enjoy, as someone who struggles with allowing there to be public displays of joy, I like it when I see someone else do that and they let go. And yesterday, Ben Johnson let go.
First home victory. Yeah! You know what I got? Repeat after me now. Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
The good gets better.
The good gets better.
And you better get better.
And you better get better.
Quit yelling.
No way, Ed Farmer.
Oh, no.
You yell. You yell, Ben. And you yell. They
got to
sing.
He was in the middle of the huddle like Drew Brees was back in the day.
I never heard that before. You ever hear that before?
No.
They got a thing that whatever that is, man, is like whoever you are, whatever you happen to be, just go ahead and be that. And like they have a connection, those players and him. It reminded me of how the Harbaughs do the thing that their dad taught him.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody. And every team that Jim or John have ever had like screams that back at them in moments when they use that. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, like whatever you got, man, use it. And I just like, Ben's a real dude. He yells at them, he praises them, he teases them, he makes jokes about them, he calls himself out when he screws up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dan Campbell, like these other people, like Dan Quinn, like these coaches that we didn't get that we've watched for years. He can have a genuine relationship with these people, including his quarterback. And as hard as it may be to believe, there's some head coaches in the NFL who aren't capable of doing that, and they often don't last. You got to be a real leader and a real dude, and that guy is.
Yeah, he strikes you as being very genuine, and I'm happy for everybody. Like, I'm happy for the city. Like, the city needed it, man. Because you're sitting there almost on tilt going like, wait a minute, this don't look right. This is not what I was hoping how the season would start at all.
All with last week, you're like, it might be baseball season again.
Well, the Cubs took that away from us this weekend, too.
Well, the Bears said it's football season still.
It's still football season. It's
one and two.
And apparently the Cubs are still hungover. They're still hungover.
I'll do that tomorrow. It's 1-2, man. 1-2 means that things are back in play. You know? That means that you're in the league and you can maybe be in the hunt in week 9 or week 11.
The other things that I'll add to what we've already kind of talked about as Ben, like, being himself.
Yeah.
We talked about the third quarter drive, right? And I know that you're going to, like, Zapruder film went and broke it all down every play. So later on, Speaks is going to, I'm turn the mic over to Speaks and just let him ride.
Why doesn't anybody talk about Zapruder?
You need me to bring the whiteboard in?
Yeah, please. Okay. And gotcha. The overhead projector. Why doesn't anybody talk about Zapruder's other films? You know what I mean? Doesn't get any love for the rest of his career. Sorry, go ahead, Lawrence.
Well, he had his magnum opus, so I don't know if he really needs anything else. Anyway.
Talking about tough film, Caleb.
It's the drive in the third quarter. It's the halftime drive, like both of those. But then inside of it, it's like I was sitting there nervous because, you know, and I'm sitting there going, field goal makes sense, but it probably wouldn't feel as good. And Ben's like, bleep yo, field goal.
Yeah.
We go for it around here on fourth down, and we haven't been successful so far.
But that doesn't mean you don't go for it again.
But we are still going to do that. And then the trick play stuff. Where it's, and the way that I look at the flea flicker is they saw a tendency. The same way that teams saw tendencies with Tyreek Stevenson.
That's what he said, that his assistants, like they all know all the play, the trick plays, and the assistants came to him and said, Ben, I think this one would work because of what they do.
What I love about that play too is that there's Bret Hart, the excellence of execution inside of that, where it the concept of it is great, but then it's actually getting the guys to be like, you have to kind of make it look like a run. And if you want to kind of make it look like a lazy blocking assignment, do
yeah,
that. And
yeah.
then blow by those guys.
You lolly.
And they did that.
Yeah, they like, did.
So I look at it and say, look at the week that Ben Johnson had in preparation, in concept, in his staff being a part of doing something big for him,
mm-hmm.
and then getting the players to execute his vision the way that he drew it up.
That's excellent stuff. I want to add one more quick thing about Ben the person and the relationships he's building. He said he was proud of Caleb Williams for something in postgame, but what he was proud of very specifically matters to me.
I thought a number of guys played really outstanding football. Two of the game balls went to Caleb. You know, I'm looking at his numbers. 142.6 passer rating and 4 touchdowns. I thought he was really good. And you know, the thing that you don't see on the stat sheet is he's getting a lot more comfortable calling those plays in the huddle. We were able to get out of the huddle a little bit faster, and we were able to get on the line and operate a little bit cleaner as well. So was proud of him for that.
Proud of him for that. Not for like the plays and the throws, but just the mental part, the process, like getting him in and out of the huddle. Like we know that's been the struggle. So he was proud of him for that. It's a real dude with real relationships.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.